Hi, everyone. Welcome to Soul Talk. I'm Patty Malik, and our guest today is Kelly Hampton. Kelly's back with us. It's been a while, and I'm excited to have her back. She's got some great information for us. We're going to be talking about ascending into oneness with the Ascended Masters, Angels, and Palladians. We're going to be talking about aging advancements. We were just chatting about that before the call. It's real, you know, it's all very exciting what we're able to do now, and she's going to fill us in on, you know, what really is possible for us. And as well as Archangel Michael is going to be talking about his prophecies for the first half of 2018, and Kelly's also going to be talking about what's going on in December, which is exciting. We're going to talk about the harmonic codes, and she has, as she said before the call, a message from Jesus that she would like to bring forth. And we're going to take your questions. We've got, I see some great questions already on the webcast, and we'll get to those. Let me tell you a little bit about Kelly's work. If you're not familiar with her, she has become internationally renowned as the founder of Star Healing Intergalactic Energy and as a gifted spiritual teacher, medium, and channel. She has three books, Into the White Light, The Revelations of Archangel Michael, 2012 and Beyond, The Truth from Archangel Michael, and The Book of Animals, Healing Wisdom for the Animal Kingdom from Archangel Michael. And she regularly presents certification in several Ascended Palladian healing systems given to her by Archangel Michael. And she leads sacred journeys globally, and her popular Consciously Co-Creating podcasts are aired regularly and available free on her website, iTunes, and other social platforms. And with that, I want to welcome you back, Kelly. I'm so excited to have you back here.
Thanks, Patty, for having me.
I'm super excited. And everyone, you know, people love your work. They really show up big time when you're here. And today is no exception. So where do you want to start, Kelly? There's so much to cover.
I'd like to start with Archangel Michael's predictions, or a guidance is really kind of what I like the word better, you know, insight into the month of December. And then, you know, as you mentioned, there's some insight he has into the new year about advancements in youthing or aging. Also, we'll talk a little bit tonight, I think, about how the star healing system also turns back aging in human and animals, and wherever else we can, as much as we can get in, we'll get in.
Okay, fantastic.
So can I go ahead and get started with that?
Please
with
do.
Michael's,
we're all waiting.
Okay, well, all right, thanks so much. And, you know, I'm blessed that you've been open to some other teachings over the years in your wonderful magazine that, you know, helps provide us all with information and insight about things. So
you've brought some great articles for Soul Lifetimes magazine, and there's one there now that you had sent, I think it was last month, which was about the pyramids, how they were created. It was a channeled message that there's a link on the send out that we did a conversation with King Theos of Sirius, and it was a fantastic article. So,
well, thank you. If we get to things too, when I was, or when our group, I should say, I was there, but when our group was in Mount Shasta, the Lemurians came through King Anuki for the first time. So if we have time, we have a variety of sources to draw on for new information or supporting us in any way that we need. So with that being said, if I could just kind of launch into December, what Archangel Michael has to say. And he began by saying here, love is in the air for much of December. Woohoo!
Whoa!
Woohoo!
We need that.
Oh, yes. For every man, woman, and child who outstretched their arms to receive it. I have a comment, too, if I can go back to Mother Mary, what she said about love in just a second. These frequencies are heightened during much of December because the ice caps are being restored and Mother Earth is celebrating. When Mother Earth celebrates, she emits a very high sonic sound from deep within her core, similar to a moan. Her moan, however, will send particles of light from deep within her subterranean tunnels out through them with such force that many more souls will marry or form loving relationships in the month of December 2017 than any other. We'll have to ask our audience if they're engaged. Well, it's not quite December yet. It is also likely that those souls who have divorced will reconcile during this month. Interesting. If they choose not to reconcile and reunite, they will heal all the wounds between them. Or imagine, dear souls, this force like steam. The energy it takes to create steam, in this case more romantic love, will surpass some of your wildest dreams. Woohoo! Let's just stop there.
I love it. That's fantastic.
Let's stop
what
there.
A great way to end the year.
Woohoo! More, there was more, if I can go ahead. Michael went on to say, more sacred sites will be visited as well in December. Well, that's interesting. Well, I'm not taking our groups there until next year, but anyway. More sacred sites will be visited as well in December as surges in spirituality expands. Maybe some of our guests want to have time, we'll share where they're going. And more of humankind embraces their sacredness in new and exciting ways. In addition, new sites will be discovered and deemed to be sacred in England, Nova Scotia, Scotland, and Wales. Many species of animals will also feel and hear the sonic moan from Mother Earth, especially the animals of the seas. You may learn of whales being stranded in unusual places off their migratory courses, but rest assured there is a divine plan for this as well. Respect all life as you respect your own. Here's another comment, a quick insight. Michael concluded December by saying, currency will be traded in new forms as new forms of equal expression begin to rise among countries and men. Humankind has had enough of being enslaved by many false systems. It is with great joy that I proclaim the best is yet to come. That's December.
That's wonderful. Well, the best is yet to come. Because we are all doing the work and raising the vibration of the planet and moving out of, the 3D world of pain and suffering. And it will only lead to better things once we move through this density that's coming up for clearing.
Well, yes. And, Michael pushed this through the other day through me, don't listen to the news.
Right.
Be mindful.
Right. Yeah, I think, it kind of keeps us in a fear mode and maybe that may be the intention of keeping control over humanity, keep them in fear. Who knows? But
that's the agenda. The other day, Michael also said that the dark forces or people on our planet that are not operating in love, the numbers, a very small number, I think he said 5% out of the total populace. And that's, he's got more to say about people falling from power and that kind of thing. So that number is going to continue to shrink. He tells us here, light is always victorious.
Go
if you want to go on to some of the prophecies or whatever you'd like to do, talk about Stargate portals or whatever you'd like.
Well, why don't we continue with the prophecies and then we'll move into Stargate.
Okay, sounds great. Well, I thought it would be interesting to kind of compare what Archangel Michael had to say to Nostradamus. Many of you probably are familiar, at least heard the name of Nostradamus, who lived, I believe, in the 16th century and was, you know, his prophecy rate, I think, was rather high. I don't know that he got everything right on the money. So that's kind of, you know, where I began this. So some of the things are just on our minds. So if I can, I won't go through all the matter because it's rather lengthy, but I would like to share with everybody what Michael's information is about economic collapse or not, some oil, food, and financial, because that seems to be sort of, you know, what we see and presented with, a lot of fear on all of that. He's got comments here about World War III. Turn on the news, that's everywhere. If we have time for the asteroid that may or may not hit the Earth, and also, you know, advanced animal communication as well as youthing. So that, let me just begin. Is that okay? And then if we have questions.
Yes.
All righty then. So thank you. So Michael said the earliest months of 2018, I'm reading, you know, is a channel, if, you know, I don't remember.
Right.
Everything. So, you know, if it sounds like I'm reading, I am. And the other reason is, you know, I can paraphrase what Archangel Michael says, or, you know, Mary says, or Jesus, or Master Sananda in the higher realms, but it's not quite as eloquent ever. You know, it's just the truth of the matter. So, anyway. What he said was, the earliest months of 2018 will see some instability in the gold markets, fortune markets, and in how monies are distributed. Some parts of the world will see this sooner than others, and some parts of the world will feel the effects of this more impactfully than others. It is a far cry, however, from a global collapse. Do you think for a moment that millions of light soldiers are going to allow darkness to win and to continue to manipulate your monetary systems indefinitely? Absolutely not. Every time the world cries for economic collapse, it reverberates across magnetic fields, most commonly the poles, north and south, and collect there. He said, thankfully, there are entrances to each pole to the inner earth, which is teeming with fifth-dimensional pure source beings, so your audience is really aware. This is almost kind of old news, but anyway. In these civilizations, and they work to quell these fear tremors. In fact, if you imagine your poles as being the garbage disposals of your earth, you would not be far from truth. If you hear of change, embrace it. Do not fear it or run from it. Do not hoard supplies for yourselves while denying your neighbor. In fact, don't hoard anything for any reason. Hoarding and storing implies a reason fueled by impending doom. Yes, the inner earth civilizations are working together to help mankind ascend into oneness, but they also need your or our help. Many things in our world are undergoing natural change and growth. As Michael talks about, a butterfly sheds its skin. Snakes shed their skins. Elk shed their antlers. Our world economy in 2018 will go through a process, shedding what needs to be shed for greater growth. Somewhere near the midway mark of 2018, something remarkable will happen. Anybody guess? Want to guess what that is? All right. He says the Federal Reserve Board, which controls the majority, if not all, of the financial transactions worldwide, will itself collapse. Okay, let's take a pause. We can clap now.
Interesting. Wow.
Michael says this is the time for celebration. The Federal Reserve Board has been sheltering criminals within its organization for a very long time. Most of you may not notice any changes or feel any direct changes as a result of this, but we will. Rest assured, friends, that your world is getting closer to economic security and equality. Let's hope so. For every man, woman, and child in every land, regardless of the propaganda they have been fed or you have been fed. The process of restructuring the Federal Reserve Board will allow a greater number of people to get out from debt and the oppressive energies of debt. Some countries will try and stall these positive changes. Others will embrace them more readily. What this means for future generations, having capital and investments will change. It means that your world will become a society one day, so he's projecting a bit further, where monetary manipulation of the poor and the rich will not be visible. One day, black man, white man, yellow and red man will stand together in financial equality. The disbanding of the Federal Reserve Board, or rather those who presently reside on it, is the beginning of this great, magnificent change. Do not think that this means that those who possess riches will lose them, and those who do not will never obtain them. It means that the way and the means in which money is used to oppress your societies will continue to evolve to embrace oneness. Further, one day your world will be bartering societies, real free trade societies. Praise be to God, Allah, Source. A lot of comments there.
Wow. You know, and it sounds like things are happening faster than we had anticipated in moving through, you know, a lot of these changes.
Well,
you know, that's only 6 or 7 months away.
Right. So I was kind of surprised when I heard that myself. I thought it would be a little bit of a longer journey. But
you know, it's interesting. I don't know if you're familiar with Patricia Cota Robles, but I was just at an event this weekend where she spoke about, the same thing that you're saying, that these changes are coming as well with the money and things being revealed that have been hidden coming up to the surface. So, yeah, a lot is. It can't be hidden anymore. It just, you know, the light is too bright, and it's all coming
right.
out.
There's too many light workers, that, including animals and plants, that have, you
mm-hmm.
know, that are here now, that are seated here now.
Yeah.
And including Mother Earth, she talks about in the Book of Animals how she went through her own restructuring of her DNA. Maybe we'll get to that, too, tonight. So that's, you know, Michael's take on that. How about some animal communication through language and new technology, and then some talk about, aging?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. So to continue, beloved Michael says, there are many exciting concepts to share in this arena for 2018, 2019, and 2020. The next 3 years will find explosion in these areas, and we're talking now about human communication with animals, through animal telepathy and communication, as well as plant communication. So I think more of that's already, you know, opening up about how they all have consciousnesses, and that's not exactly new. Some of us already are aware of that, but he's telling us that it's going to continue and expand. More developments, he said, too many developments, in fact, to detail them all. I expect there to be about 100 new or newly rediscovered ways to communicate with the animal population. Some of this will be done by voice activation. What does this mean? It means simply that technology is already present, which allows a sea lion, for example, to emit sound frequencies into a device which registers the sound into patterns. Software is developed now so that the software processes these sounds and assigns a code to them, and the codes convert to language. We may thank the light beings for this advancement, specifically the Arcturians and their technological hierarchy of soldiers. Marine life was chosen first as a general species because they're already holding many of the ancient codes to Atlantis. Dolphins, too, have been recorded with software in existence that transforms the sounds into language. it's no different really than translating from one language to another, as you may do from French to Portuguese or Latin to Swedish. The software will become mainstream by 2020. Well, that's not too far. So much so that we anticipate great advancement in what young souls in education are exposed to at an early age. This is exciting too, he says. My estimation is that by 2025, many children will understand the language of zebras, dolphins, sea lions, sharks, eagles, cats, and dogs, as technology simplifies this and places it in the hands of the masses. The animal kingdom has been preparing for its role in ascension for a long, long time. Many of the jeweled insect, meaning the bees, the wasps, the hornets, and other winged insects, continue to evolve themselves as well, and in so doing, in their own ways, create superhighways of telecommunication. Superhighways of sound whereby tones, unheard by the human ear, lay on their wings as if carrying luggage. Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
Why and how is this possible? As your world is increasing in frequency, so are the insects. They literally are carrying healing codes on top of their wings or on their underside. When they land, their intelligence guides them how and when to disperse the healing codes. How cool is that? Are healing codes considered language? He presented the question. Absolutely. Many plants will be recognized in 2018 as also being capable of communicating language, and more people will learn of this. Also, human beings' desire to telepathically communicate with the plant and animal kingdoms will grow exponentially. Talking to one's houseplants to increase their vibrancy will be as common as speaking to a toddler.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
You know, I think it's amazing that not only just with the plants, but with the animals, you know, that you know, we'll have the potential to understand what our dog is saying, you know,
right.
Or our pets, or, you know.
How many of us long for that, you know?
Yeah, and how much, you know, we will have to learn from, you know, knowing exact, you know, what the dolphins are trying to tell us, or, you know, the whales, or, you know. I mean, it's just amazing what's opening up for us.
It sounds so very exciting.
It's
okay,
very exciting.
Moving along if I can.
Yeah.
A little bit about, as we kind of promised we'd touch on, aging or not aging and things of this nature. This is what Michael had to say about the advancements. The question, you know, I posed to him was, and Nostradamus, you know, this, they did not diverge on this point too much. But Michael, I asked him, you know, we already, some of this talk has already been going around, of course. Some of the you thing, as we might be calling it, or aging, a lot of that too in the work that I do through the Star Healing System, you know, we, by a variety of means that are done, not only holding the Stargate frequency and allowing that to come to people, but, you know, I've been, you know, personally working through that system for the last 8 years now. But so let's go on to this then. So Michael said, we've been working toward this evolution within mankind for over 350,000 years since the earliest of times. Revolutionary advancements have been more recently made in the last 300 years, with more advancements heightened dramatically over the last 10 to 5. Do you know, dear ones, that souls in other dimensions have lifespans into hundreds easily? Do you also know that the Thalosians living in pockets of your earth, most notably underground Mount Shasta, California, have a healthy lifespan over 600 years. Many so-called lost civilizations, such as Lemuria, Atlantis, and others, were known to have been referred to as ageless. So you see, the concept of present human aging is not a new concept. What is newer is the world's coming of age, as we call it. How is this done, you may ask? It's done through a variety of means. Gene splicing is one way. Removing implants is another. Purifying all toxins is another. Elevated thinking is another. The removal of implants allows human and animal cells to return to their original God state, free from disease and dysfunction. It is not impossible for mankind to easily live into their hundreds and beyond, pain-free and without decay as a result. It will be your world in 20 to 30 years. Some are experiencing this now. Systems like the Star Healing Intergalactic Energy System allow for this possibility to occur sooner than later by also restructuring the mind and removing any additional implants there in our mind. This last one, elevated thinking, is not a new concept either. What one thinks, one becomes. We often say where there is peace and calm, there can be no illness in the body. Implants were placed within the genetic composition of humankind by the Anunnaki, a warlike civilization determined to overtake humans by suppression. This, however, does not mean souls who have not had their implants energetically removed or transformed are not capable of long, healthy lives, but they may be the exception rather than the rule. The number of souls advancing into later ages is staggering. Here is some information to consider. Michael said, in 2018, we expect a 25 to 30% rise in souls on our planet to live into our 90s, many disease-free. Somewhere between 2018 and 2025, 50% of the world's population will live commonly into their 100s. Just imagine, he says. So how many years is that? Seven? I hear your collective thoughts rise. What about all the people living in poverty, Angel? Surely you're not including them. What about diseases like cancer? Surely you're not including these souls, are you? What about chemtrails, Angel? Angel, they are polluting our air, our land, our bodies with chemicals like aluminum, barium, and lithium. Reports of respiratory conditions are increasing, not decreasing. What about genetically modified organisms, GMOs? Are scientists really looking for a cure to cancer and other diseases? And so Michael's response was, the White Brotherhood of Light is aware of these things and more. And if we get to some live information from Master Sananda, you know, he is not on the White Brotherhood of Light, you know, he is it. So, but anyway, so are the angels and other ascended masters. He said, we, they, you, everyone is contributing to the eradication of these harmful effects by working more fully with healing energies, by waking up through increased awareness, by envisioning the world you wish your children to live and taking action. We, the collective of archangels, anticipate the chemtrail markings to diminish, starting in the latter half of 2018 with more movement in the years 2019 and 2020. The select few who control everything on your planet continue to crumble and fall. More news of crumbling will be learned in 2018. More advocates for healthy life and goodness will rise from all sectors of the globe. As far as global poverty goes, we have millions of light councils within the earth globally repairing underground tunnels and battling dark forces there. We're also working and winning in cosmic battles. Friends, do not be manipulated into believing that the world is nothing but hatred. There's a point to be made. This is what you are being asked to think. Do not be manipulated into believing that the Illuminati will continue to thrive. Look what is happening recently, undercovering pedophiles and dark worship. In addition, much more light will come into fighting large conglomerates whose main aim is greed, to keep the people in poverty, and those in disease to stay in disease. With the ascension energy, the weeds will be trampled down by the footprints of love. There will be no more cancers. There will be no more infectious deaths, no more heart disease, and very few premature deaths.
Mm. Wow. This is what we've been waiting for, you know, to really remove all this darkness and all of the things that are keeping us down. You know, even yesterday, the last few days, there's been so many chemtrails, and I just sat there and I just thought, we need to put an end to this. This is crazy that this is going on, you know?
Right, they're everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you one thing. We were talking before the show, when I was in Maui, there were no chemtrails in Maui, that's for sure.
Beautiful. Well, beautiful.
Yeah. But, this is wonderful, wonderful news, you know, to be able to hear what the world will be like because of the work that we're doing and the help that we're getting.
And really, Michael's reminder to not be manipulated with what we're largely being fed through a variety of means. The news media and all of the rest.
Well, it's this concept of keeping people in fear, you know, to control them and dividing and conquering. And, you know, it just is, we can't fall into it. You know, we're bigger than that. Our lights are brighter than that. And that's the intention, to keep people down and suppressed. And, you know, we're moving out of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Kelly, can we talk about, there's a couple of questions on the webcast about harmonic codes.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about that? There's one question here from, let's see, where was it? From Sue in Pennsylvania. She says, how could harmonics heal my energetic and physical body so that I may be of service at this time?
Okay, well, thank you for writing that in. You know, I might listen to her for her directly in just a minute, but, you know, for those that are not familiar with what harmonics were, maybe we just set the foundation for that a little bit before, you know, we go into that. So, and the reason Michael has been presenting them through me, and probably others for that matter, but for a while now, I'd say, I don't know, maybe the last 5 years. I mean, you know, when I first began this work as my profession, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago now, you know, harmonic codes were, he didn't mention them. And so, you know, everything gets kind of presented, I feel, you know, what we say and what we hope we believe, you know, at the divine time. So numeric codes, let me explain these to those of you that might be new to this. Why could it be helpful to know what codes are? And because this is why. Michael said, it's important for universal knowledge because it's going to be helpful to know what number sequences are if, for those of you who are awakening, because the use of number series will enable each and every one of you to provide yourselves, well, in this case, we'll talk about the code exactly, direct portal access to the frequencies of Jupiter. But as he says, the number, so harmonics, let me back up. Harmonics can be numbers, number codes. They can be arrangement of things. They can be colors. They don't have to be all numbers. He uses harmonic arrangements in the home space system, and those are colors in a certain arrangement. But he says the purpose of these harmonic codes is it allows those of us who are doing light work, who are not hearing, not yet seeing, maybe don't have a complete knowingness, that you can use the number systems to access other dimensional frequencies for the purpose of elevating the planet or yourselves. So there are harmonic codes to connect with Saturn, of course. There's harmonic codes to connect with God, the great central sun, Jupiter, healing for different parts of our bodies, and I'll want to clarify that in a moment. Don't do a service to anybody to say one harmonic code is going to present total and full healing to you. That would be a falsehood, really. I don't know that. It's doubtful that one code would do that. To some degree, I would say, why would Michael 8 years ago give me an intergalactic system, healing system for the planet, if that were the case of just numbers? But I'm happy to look at that for this person directly. You know, there are healing codes that we hope we get into to help us help the animals. You know, you can't talk about ascending into oneness without, as Michael said, and we're just, you know, in our time here today, talk about the animals in the plant kingdoms, and maybe we'll get to animals in other dimensions. So in the simplest form, a lot of times the harmonic codes will be a number series because they're easy to use for one thing, and the harmonic codes, they start very simple, or you know, the teaching of them is what I would call simple. They get more complex if you were wanting to ask Michael how to use his staff or the scepter or the sword or the shield, you know, he'll say, well, there's teaching 101, you know, I'll teach you the basics, right? And then from the basics, there's an infinite number of ways to really work with anything. So the codes themselves can involve shapes, and they can be lines of numbers kind of stacked on top of one another. We worked with them in Mount Shasta. We share them in a variety of ways. And, you know, so it's a way that, you know, not only can we help ourselves, I probably ought to say the code for Jupiter, but it's, you know, many of us, as Michael said, the point is maybe you don't see or hear fully yet. Maybe you don't have that full knowing just yet, but you can do something, right? And so that's how the, you know, codes have come about. If I can, let me just kind of open this up. So let's share the code with Jupiter, talk about Jupiter, and then come back to her question about a code for herself, if I may.
Okay.
So if you're, you know, one thing about these codes, if you're not used to, you know, using them or working with them, Michael tells us, you know, everything is energy. So it may, I said easy, I use words like that, but they are energy, you know, numbers, of course, are energy. So if you're going to use some of these codes for yourself or others or what have you, just be kind of moderate or mindful of how many times you use the codes. Until you see how they might be affecting you, okay? So if I can, the first, and then I'd like to go over, people continue to ask me, and I'm happy about this, over the years, Michael gave a numeric code that might help ease pain. Sometimes it does help. Sometimes it's not enough. But let's first get the code out for Jupiter. And Why do we, might you care about this? Because Michael says Jupiter is the frequency that's largely affecting our planet now. He said we call it harmonic convergence, the frequency that this number responds to. He says it's going to be helpful to know what this number sequence is for those of you who are awakening, because the use of this number series will enable each and every one of you that are listening to direct portal access to the frequencies of Jupiter. Why would this be useful? Michael said, we say the frequencies that come from the planetary system known in the constellation of Jupiter emits a high ray. And Michael says it's a pink ray. Many of you may have heard of other rays coming to our planet, yellow, purple, green, blue, and so on. So this particular series is a code, not a key code, but a harmonic code. So the work we're doing here, the numbers that were transcribed to connect through the portals of light to the resonance of Jupiter, which is largely interdimensional in nature, is kind of an easy one, descending order. It's 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What that means, he says, is once you connect to the portal of Jupiter, it's sort of like, let's say, once you reach the destination of London, it expands to a whole continent. So the portal of Jupiter's resonance is becoming more important to your planetary ascension. So we want those who are awakening to go there. We want them to have the ability to go there in a way that if they don't have the mental telescoping abilities presented in their awareness right now, they could go there by the writing and inscribing of the numbers. Hey, Jupiter's holding the door for our planetary cosmic ascension.
So, Kelly, how do you use the numbers? As you were just saying, just writing them?
Yes, you could write them down literally on a piece of paper. You could, when we were in Mount Shasta, I drew them in the air with my finger, and then we lifted them up or whatever. So that can be done. They don't have to be written down. But that's what kind of makes them so simple, you know, in a way.
Okay.
Right? So writing them down or not. Saying them, thinking them, if you want to draw them, as I call it, in the air in front of me from left to right. They get more complex from there. You know, they're also harmonic codes that connect to Saturn. What's the difference between Jupiter and Saturn? Michael said, why do you, you know, asking? They're all part of the whole, but there are differences within them. Sort of like, you know, as the world is awakening, the same kind of concept is, you know, the light beings, you know, Pleiadians, Arcturians, Sumerians, all the rest, you know, they're part of the whole, but there's some certainly inherent differences there. So, anyway, that's a little bit about, you know, the code. The code, if I can say this real quick anyway, the code that Michael brought forth a couple of years ago to help ease pain, and again, it might help you. If it helps you, great, or helps someone else, great. If not, there's probably more work that needs to be done. But that code is, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 zeros followed by a 1. Okay, 7 zeros by a 1 eases pain or has the potential to do it. Okay, so how would you use it in that particular instance if you're, because I've heard from this from clients over the years, you know, let's say you're, try it anyway, for you have nothing to lose, right, if you're listening and, you know, so sometimes people might have a headache that comes about them and they write the code on a Band-Aid. Or their elbow hurts, and they put the Band-Aid on their body or something, and leave it on there, you know, long enough. I'm not channeling this, but long enough. Some people feel immediate relief. Sometimes people don't at all. Okay, so it's a tool like many others that we're all working with, and if it's a tool that works for you, great. You know, it's
okay.
You know, we all have this emotional body that contributes in ourselves, but. Give it a whirl. See if it works.
Kelly, can we talk a little bit about the star healing, intergalactic energy, just what that is for some of our audience that may not know?
Well, sure. I'd love to do that. And then we have at least more. You know, there's more. There's a message from Jesus and
right.
Protection. And let's see. We're going to try to bring in some more good news from the Pleiadians, in which case I would call in the Council of Nine, and I can describe for folks who that council is, you know, when we get to that.
Someone is just asking a couple of people, can we repeat the harmonic code for Jupiter? That was a really easy one. That was 654321. Okay. So I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No trouble.
No trouble. Okay. So, Kelly, where are we going now? Is it star healing?
Yeah, I think so. That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, tell
us
a little bit
about
that.
If you're, you know, not experienced in intergalactic session, you know, one of the things that comes to mind that the system can do, since we talked a little bit about turning back aging in animals and humans, I'd like to continue reading what Michael says. It's a non-evasive, advanced, what we call a magnified healing system, and it's magnified. It does. We do the work in a variety of ways of the magnification, but in particular, how Michael said the system can turn back an aging is he says it's done very simply by allowing unified fields of energy to slip through chambers of light and speed the healing processes of the cells themselves. Additionally, the removal of implants allows human and animal cells to return their original God state, free from disease and dysfunction. So the system, you know, has done a lot for documented results for people and animals since I was able to hear that information. It'll be 8 years ago in January. And in that time, in the system itself, not only is the turning back of aging, but many things are done that just kind of seem to make sense to me. And that is, well, what is the need for a system like this one? First of all, maybe just quick background here. I don't know, a couple of years ago, I revisited this, and I asked Michael, why did you, you know, ask me to, you know, share this healing system if the world is ascending, you know, because it's known as an ascension system. And his response was, because not everyone is going to. Some will never ascend, some are ascending on their own, and some will ascend through the use of the system or the experience of the system. And that's partly done by all the ways that we go about reconnecting people back to oneness. Why is that reconnection? Again, there were things that were done to our DNA structure way long ago to keep us separate from source. So returning back to oneness means return back to source. So that can be done through energetic means. It can be done through particular tone. It's done by, you know, allowing people to experience the Stargate portals or the Stargate frequencies. And one way to look at Stargate simply, the Stargate are portals from one grid dimension to another. And so when we also, I would say, travel around a person in a clockwise fashion, we connect to the magnetic fields of Mother Earth. And so two things to kind of consider also, or Michael said, if they understand the wisdom of the conch shell and they understand the wisdom of the nautilus shell, they will understand the system. And so in helping everyone understand this, the conch shell in the system represents or allows a person to connect with their soul pieces, in which case might be fractured to Atlantis. We know we actually, myself and the healers, we actually have the shell, the conch shell. That's what that does. Most of us had lifetimes on Atlantis or in Atlantis, and so if they're fractured soul pieces, they're made more well up through the crystalline core of the diamond frequencies. That's what magnification means. And if not the case, again, you don't have to have an awareness even that this is going on, but to help everybody understand the system a bit. Also, if you had, you know, if there were no lifetimes, let's say, in the Atlantean civilizations, then we're bringing forth, the shell itself brings forth fifth dimensional pure love or higher frequencies. Michael's explanation about the nautilus shell, when we restructure people and animals' DNA back to the original form, the restructuring involves the creation of the nautilus shell. And the nautilus shell's wisdom can be explained in several different ways. It can be seen as the Fibonacci sequence. That's present in all nature. There's certain, you know, types of pine cones and flowers that exhibit it and so on. Sometimes it's referred to as the golden means. Additionally, if you're for your knowingness, the chambers in a nautilus shell represent multi dimensions. So, and as Michael said at one time, there are new nautilus shells forming or coming into creation that have more spirals in them, which is kind of interesting in and of itself. So through a variety of means, we remove any past life soul pieces that are preventing you from being in that oneness place. We also, as I say, allow these Stargate frequencies for souls to relax and connect to the thousands and thousands of sacred geometric shapes for this in this system. And so by doing so, people who are sensitive are able to raise their personal vibrations and remember these frequencies with their own fields, the realigning of the human and animal fields to the perfect ratio, sometimes known as the Merkaba, I guess that's one way of talking about this, helps bring you and them closer to the galactic bodies of light, which we truly are. So restructuring of the DNA needs to take place. And as I've come to know it, Michael shared, and I've learned much in 8 years, but in addition to implants that might very well be present if you're born after 2012. I'm presuming that there might be. There are attachments that can come about, and they can be debilitating. So it is considered a body, mind, and spirit healing system. All those bodies are looked at. You know, you can't look at physical pain alone, although the code might help, but maybe that code also helps with the emotional body, and that's what that code helps heal, and then the physical body responds. But so the other thing is, when people journey, again, you don't have to have an awareness that when you journey, but if you were to journey, you had the awareness that you journey, you're journeying back to your soul home. It's called the journey. There's several things that are done. So some people are quite sensitive and aware, and they know that they've connected with their star families because they feel separate from, or they never felt, you know, like they fit in, or they know that they have these experiences of feeling separate from. So the journey allows, really it's God energy from this great central sun that allows more peace and calm, and the journey of the recollection to reconnection to happen. And there's all kinds, there's 20 to 30 different kinds of, you know, techniques that Michael described to do and use, in addition to sacred symbols, elevating things in such a way that there's different grids that are worked on. So if there are conditions that might be present, quite often, you know, when you make things cleaner and you remove things that fall outside of love, that's 5D. So a lot of, you know, we're all talking about third or fourth D. Anything that falls outside of love is a toxin, and they collect over multiple lifetimes. And so there are means of removing them. And so when Michael said people might have healing benefits that go into the decades, and the Palladians and other light races detoxify your organs, that, for example, if that's what's needed, and that helps add some life to you, literal life to you, because they've done that in other organs. They do the work through light tones, light language. Sometimes clients and animals hear the light language. They'll use whatever tool they may need to help us. And they're advanced, right? They're advanced in many ways. So many times they might use harmonic codes. I share, you know, there could be healing codes that are sort of what we call dumped into your navel, the sacred center, and the codes that are dumped in for you personally, or, you know, they're not generic, they're not you know, they're not generic. They would be dumped in for you. So they do their work in a variety of ways. It's too vast to explain, but some of it, of course, does involve laying in the light workers, light language, and using harmonic codes as well as, you know, sacred geometry and symbols. A lot of times there'll be symbols, kind of look like hieroglyphics that are intermingled among the codes and so on. And so often, I don't profess to tell people when or how quickly, but, you know, you can get the whole, part of the whole idea amongst, you know, physical conditions is to sort of re-plug us into what the infinite, powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-being, all-loving souls that we are or were intended to be, a lot of times greater knowing. Well, there are clients of mine and the healers that have instantaneous sight given to them, well, you know, allowed, right? Other times people, you know, have greater knowing. It all makes sense, right? If you, Michael's guidance years ago, he said it would like this, because many people still ask us and they want to know, you know, how can I, you know, see, hear, and know and be all, or why am I not, and so on. Well, Michael's response is light enters more easily in a light room. So he's talking about, you know, the elevation of our light bodies, and he's also in a large degree talking about the elevation of the space we live in. And so it's like a, you know, window. You clean your window, you say you can see out of your car. You know, have a dirty window, you can't see so much. So that's still a principle of, I guess I'd say, metaphysics or spiritual teaching that remains true. That's why sometimes when I'm working with someone in terms of, let's say, being a medium and connecting, clients will ask me, you know, why can't I see or hear my grandfather, or I used to, but I don't anymore. And so it's possible that that person, you know, has closed them off to some degree. Again, it's a circuit of energy, and it still falls in that idea of light. You know, light enters more easily in a light room. So anyway, that's a little bit about the system. Sometimes clients over the years, because we can talk, we don't have to talk, but Michael, what the other thing that makes this system significant is Michael wants people to know why something's being done. You don't just sit in a mystery, you know, in a silent form of healing and get finished later and wonder what the heck happened. I don't know what happened. So healing tools are given to people. You know, we're working with Christ consciousness. This is, you know, what it's really all about. So we share with people certain things. We give them images to imagine of what's being done. Here's a real quick story. There's so many now over the years that have developed, but when the DNA is restructured, and another point I'd like to make is, Michael said, you have to have a system high enough to reach the star seeds that have come in, because many times they need integration. That's where all the teaching and concepts come from. Asperger's, ADD, you know, what we might call high spectrum souls and young adults are not all children. They still need integration. And so they, when I work with them, most of the time they will come in with a partial DNA restructuring. It's not fully complete. And so it's Michael's desire, too, that the system help those young adults, maybe it's some of you that are listening, or you have grandkids or whatever, but they're aware, they might be crystalline, indigo, rainbow, diamond blends or what have you, but they're not, you know, they still need some integration, as Michael calls it. So in those cases, you just move from where you need to finish the restructuring. But for many, many other people, if they don't have that start of the formation of that fifth dimensional, you know, let's say, you said another way, they're not vibrating as high on that platform, you restructure the DNA to look like a beehive, and it's a beautiful golden vibrating form. And within that form, last week it was, I mean, it's fascinating. I learned something new every day about, you know, this what people experience. And so we had a knowingness that the bees that were in that beehive, of course we're talking energy, but she could see them and I could feel them. They had little harmonic codes in their mouths flying all around, you know, doing work for the woman. So the source energy, you know, I'm a Palladian. Most of my lifetimes were Palladian based, but there's all kinds of light races that are present now. Sometimes people see them, see the loving light beings around them, or see the ships, or they see Jesus. They have the feeling of Christ. This happened last week. A woman said, I've never seen before in a healing, but I see this man with the beard, and he looks, you know, very kind and loving, and you know, all kinds of things have gone on. Palladians can, you know, if you have varicose veins, they can work together to, you know, they work to heal things. That's what they do. And everyone receives healing benefits differently. Sometimes they're instantaneous. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they come in a little pieces over time, as Michael said. But when he says that people can receive healing benefits decades from now, he's touching on the idea of youthing. That's what he's talking about. It doesn't mean that we're going to wait 10 years, right, to see benefits. He means that the healing benefits will continue to come decades from now because of the cellular nature. He means that if something has been repaired that otherwise might have, you know, aged itself, that's the concept Michael's talking about. In addition, there is at least one energetic way to elongate someone's time on the earth plane. And I don't talk about it very much because I just wasn't terribly comfortable presenting it. But it's what he said. And, you know, my belief also is, as I've been taught, is that we all come in when we all choose when we enter and we all choose when we leave. But the idea that energetically things can be done to expand a person's longevity here on the planet by their chronological means is kind of a fascinating concept, I think.
It's huge, yeah. You know, Kelly, this star healing is, but I've just been reading some of the testimonials on here about it. It's just amazing what people are experiencing. But Linda has said that it's more powerful than the reconnection. She says this is God energy. And Joan says, she says, my cancer is gone. It is really, truly amazing. And you have an opportunity for people to be able to experience that with you. So, Kelly, is this a good time for the message from Jesus? Or would
sure.
you like to go to questions?
Okay. Sure. It's not as long, you know, it's not very long. So we could go through that and then see if there's questions. You know, as I do more work, it's a wonderful reminder to me that, and I had long forgotten about this memory for a while, but I first saw the face of Jesus in a glass of water when I was about 7 or 8, something like this. And, yeah, that was, you know, from what I recall, I guess that would be what I call my first sort of experience. I, you know, remember the glass of water on the counter in the kitchen and, you know, all of that stuff. So he's come through many times since that time. Actually, oh, I don't know now, like the years, 20 years ago when I did a regression when things kept opening up and I could hear my mother and people from the other side. You know, I wanted to know more. And so I was regressed and Jesus came through and said I'd be, you know, standing with my eyes opening, you know. I don't think he used the word channeling, but, you know, at that time I thought, no way. No way. I didn't know a thing about it. I did not. But, when he's when he showed me humbleness, and when Christ comes through, wow. You know, there's so many stories to talk about my experience and maybe others with, you know, the feeling of, I mean, really the vibration of humbleness. You know, we use the word humble, but, and reverence. I mean, when he came through the first time, you know, my head lowered, and it's indescribable what that feeling was like. It's just something is. And so it's always a joyous revelation to, you know, have that growth within myself and within all of us. We all, you know, we all have the same seeds of love in us. And Jesus said, "Trust that the world you may see now is the world God intended. Trust that the world you may see now with destruction and hatred is being orchestrated by a large force of darkness. Light always wins. Light always reigns supreme. Do your part. Love yourselves. Love your brother. And dismiss much of what your media outlets tell you, for it is false propaganda. Trust instead an inner light within you. Shine it for all to see."
Wow. It is a message we definitely need right now. Thank you, Kelly.
My pleasure.
Oh, I feel the energy of that one. can we take a couple of questions?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Constance is in Hawaii. She's in Honolulu. And she says, "Aloha, Kelly and Patty." She's heard that Andromedan energies are becoming more prevalent and are very different from the energies we are used to. Can Michael speak to that?
Okay, sure. Thanks for listening. Let me see what he has to say. Michael, you're hearing this question about Andromeda. What do you have to say? How could you guide us, please, today? He's starting to say, "It's always a supreme pleasure to connect with those of like minds and hearts, as well as it's a supreme pleasure to those that stand outside and look in the window and want to come in the house, and they're not sure if they want to play or not." So with that being said, the frequencies or the knowingness of Andromeda, yes, you might say sort of almost like the fashion in your world goes through phases. Long coats are in, short skirts are in, he's saying, things of this nature. High heels are in, skinny ties are in. There are certain galaxies that have been aligned to bring forth. There's a divine plan that has been set into order to bring this alliance of different frequencies to your planet, to which point I'm talking about now Andromeda. And so Andromeda's, if it moves your hearts and minds, many besides Andromeda, many more star systems will be known to those on the Earth plane. It's sort of like the phase, well, not a phase, he's saying, but Palladians, Arcturians, Lemurians. And so it's a wonderful new vocabulary, isn't it, that the world is embracing. We see it as a wonderful expression of God infinite mind. And so as these words, these concepts become more commonplace, it's our desire that souls lay aside their fear about Andromeda or whatever it may be, and know that, again, there is a divine order in which case the different star systems are being brought into awareness. So the time you say, if I were to say, the time of Andromeda are the expression of the frequencies of Andromeda, and some of these overlap, so it's not a linear thing. It's not as though, okay, Andromeda only till 2030, and then we go back to Persimony and so on. They're overlapping like layer on top of layer. Again, this is orchestrated by the God mind, and so the frequencies of Andromeda have to do with harmony, particularly harmony, global harmony, and particularly for repair, to help repair Mother Earth. That's a oversimplification to some degree about what the value is of any star system. But in the instance that we're looking at, I suppose an oversimplification might be what's required. So that's the purpose, you might say. And if you're feeling or knowing or want to know how to connect with the Andromedans, there is a harmonic code that, of course, that would do so in such a way. And for your hearts and minds, the codes would be this system is a bit further away, so it has a harmonic code of numbers and letters. So the letters, beginning with the letters, the harmonic code to connect with Andromeda would be C234. C234, he's saying. And so much in the same way as a soul might be curious, if nothing else, to use the codes to connect with the interstellar regions, because it is a cosmic ascendancy that we're talking about. There's personal ascendancy, there's quadrant ascendancy, and there's cosmic ascendancy. So Andromedans, again, it's probably too lengthy to describe what they look like, more about them. I would leave it to your imaginations, or I would leave it to the healing codes to use, or I would leave it by knowing that they're here for harmony and to help heal Mother Earth primarily.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that helps, Constance.
Hope so. Let us
Thank
know.
Thank you for your question. Yeah. I just saw another question here that just popped up. Tosh is asking, might you speak of the Council of Nine, please?
Oh, sure. We talked about bringing in some, either a process, if we got time, or a message from them. So I'm happy to. Thanks for your question. From my understanding, because when I conduct a second level star healing years ago, I learn as I go, kind of, I guess. And so Michael said the council will be speaking through you, and so that's how I first became, involved in that. But the Council of Nine or 12, those aren't numbers. They're galactic, non-physical galactic beings from the ninth to 12th dimensions. So the number refers to the dimension, not to a number of guides. And Michael said they float between these two higher dimensional portals, and they number into the millions, if not trillions. And they stand, as Michael says, in the company of God mind and assist in all matters. And they can be trusted completely and do not become infected, which is an important point. And when I channel them, they speak through me as one voice. Makes sense. And what are they, doing? They're here to... they're here to help us with our ascension. That's what they're here for. And when the planet has returned back to pureness, oneness, Michael says they go back to their other duties. That's how Michael talks. So anyway, that's who they are. huge number of galactic beings. Did you want to go through a quick message from them about 2018?
Yes.
Do they have time to do that?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just invoke them then, okay? And yes, at this time I'm calling on the council to come through and speak through me. And do you have something to guide us through, uplift us about 2018 that's not already been shared? Okay, they're saying we collectively like the way that hearts and minds are opening across your world and your planet, opening and continue to open. We feel as though rather than comment upon the new year as much of that work has already been done, that we'd rather have us center ourselves and ask the group to go through a meditative process together with your permission.
Of course. Yes.
Okay. So, yes, thank you. So what would that be? Please guide us on this. We have a standing bet, they're saying, that most of the world will be well before 2019 has come and gone. It's sort of an inside joke, they're saying, this bet we have. So to do our part, we would like to present the following meditation at this time. With hearts and minds united, eyes closed if it moves you, feet firmly planted on the floor if possible. If not, some of you that are in a reclining position or driving your automobiles or something like this, you might want to pull over just because. We find ourselves united in this purpose, and so the meditation would involve something like this. On the count of nine, we will create a visualization. We'll create a field through the visualization that will allow everyone to sort of, I would say, whether you have knowing this or not, go in or connect to the inner earth and to the civilizations that exist there pre-dawn. You would say pre-dawn man, so that you'll be enveloped in crystalline energy, crystalline cities. Some of you may have already gone there if your eyes are closed to the vibration of us or not. But think of the crystalline cities and the power that comes from eternally being loved as your own homes for a moment. Let's visualize your own physical homes as crystalline city or a crystalline hamlet or a crystalline structure. I think we must talk about where you live as humans in the spaces you live in, because so many of them are in need of decay and repair, and the repair we're talking about is energetic repair. So we chose it amongst ourselves to provide this, what we're calling a meditation of transference of energy into the home regions of those that are living in any bound structure. And so we find it very simple, we hope, that you're imagining that your home now, whether it is made from brick or stone or whatever it may be, that it be constructed of crystalline. And so we've already sent the crystalline columns or tubes or roots of energy going forth, the magnificent, beautiful, calming inner earth frequencies. So now they're sending it, they're sending it or sharing it. What's the it? The calm, expansive, crystalline frequencies from the core of Mother Earth. And all we need to do really is just, as they're suggesting, imagine that we're in our homes and that our homes are also crystalline. And just breathe a little bit. They're still sending the transmission. So they're still sending it here. All right, they're saying on the count of five, the transmission will be complete. One, two, three, four, five. And let's direct ourselves now to visualizing that we're opening the crystalline door, the front door to our home, and we're walking outside. And what we see in front of us is a turquoise sea. And the turquoise sea just seemingly goes on forever. It has no end. But you're able to sort of kind of float along on the top of the violet sea, of the sea of tranquility, the violet flame of the I Am consciousness. And you're either walking, sitting, swimming, kind of floating even, easy, through the violet flame, this journey in your mind, if not in your heart, if not in every pore of your body, you're journeying on a beautiful violet carpet. Out, 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 further away from the crystalline home, further away from the crystalline home, further still. Yet always feeling connected to it. Always, always feeling safe. Always, always feeling love. Until you come to a place on the horizon and the violet water recedes gently, gracefully away from you. And suddenly you're on land. And the land and the scene around you reminds you of something you might have seen in a picture book. It's filled with vibrant colors that inspire you, that help you feel magnificent. And everywhere you look, there's something new, something brighter, something more vibrant. Birds, flowers, trees, bushes, animals of all shapes and sizes, all colors and descriptions, some of which you've never seen except in an imaginary storybook. And you're filled with awe and wonder. An inspiration. And you stay there and you look around and you see and you feel and you know that everything is well. In your breath, in your being, in the now, in the past, and in the future. Before we leave this, ask yourselves, what gift were you given? What did you see placed in your hands? Everyone was given a gift. see if you can identify what it was. Peace be with you. That's what they had to say.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you to the Council of Nine. Wow. What came up for me right away for the gift was a dove.
Oh, beautiful. I'd love to hear what everybody got if we had time.
Let's see if people are writing in. Let's see. Pauline says, when I pictured my home made of crystal, I felt plenty of chills as if a wind came through. Hmm. Oh, let's see.
I think they're still emitting because my whole inner vision is violet.
Hmm. Whew, that was beautiful. I love the crystalline home.
Thank you.
How beautiful. Wow. Okay, Britta says a heart. Oh, wow. Hmm. And Carol says joy. What wonderful gifts.
Wonderful gifts, yeah.
KC says a dove above the earth. Pamela, I was given the gift of the compassionate heart and healing. And let's see, Dree, my gift was a jelly-like blob of illuminated matter in my hand with a question mark. Let's see. Carol says, I got so much vibration feeling that I had to look down. Wonderful. Didn't see anything in my hand. Hmm.
Maybe it'll show up later.
Yeah. And Cindy, a beautiful red crystalline heart that I brought to my chest and placed it over my own heart that completes a greater connection with the council. Breathtaking. Oh, I love that. And let's see. Constance says pure joy. Sarah says a chalice of eternal life. Wow.
Beautiful.
Oh, cool. Maria, a flame, pink. She says, thank you. Alexandra, a pen and love in my heart. My gift was a brush and a pen. No name on that one. Hmm.
Well,
and,
you know, see if you don't have knowingness about what was placed in your hands, you know, ask for it to be shown to you. Or just accept it as the gift.
Yeah. Let's see. Barbara says, I received an apple like in the Garden of Eden. Wow, really interesting. Everybody's is different.
Mm-hmm.
And Pauline, I see a spiky citrine crystal similar to a macabre in my hand.
Oh, beautiful.
Wonderful. Wow. This has been amazing, Kelly. There has been so much that you've brought forth today. I can't thank you enough for being here. And
my great pleasure.
All of this amazing information from Michael and the council and the message from Jesus. There's just so much here for people to listen to. And I would highly recommend listening to the replay again because you know, I couldn't take enough notes. I was like, this is profound. But of course, it's been a long time since you've been here, so we had to catch up. So thank you.
Yep. Yeah, my pleasure.
And we have a wonderful 2018 to look forward to. I know that you sent over, I think it was a more complete article on Michael's prophecies for 2018 that we'll have in the magazine in December. So everyone can look for that. Thank you so much, Kelly.
My great pleasure. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, and thank you all for being here. Sending much love and big hugs. Much love, Kelly. Thank you. Big hugs.
Thanks, Betty.
All right, we'll say goodbye now. Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.